One Day in the Life of Ivan Denisovich by Alexander Solzhenitsyn. Foreword. The dramatic story of the first Soviet publication of One Day in the Life of Ivan Denisovich has often been told. The most authoritative account, and by far the most stimulating one, is by Solzhenitsyn himself, who relates in The Oak and the Calf how a unique confluence of political and psychological circumstances made possible the appearance of One Day on the pages of Novy Mir in 1962. But non-specialist readers are less likely to be aware of the fact that the text published in the Soviet Literary Journal does not represent the canonical version of One Day. Some of the differences are due to ideologically determined omissions and modifications introduced at the urging of Novy Mir's editorial board. Much more significant changes were made by the author himself, even before he submitted his manuscript to the journal. Such a process is referred to as self-censorship. In the case of Solzhenitsyn, it entailed smoothing over and trimming back passages which, in his opinion, would never get by the censors. It is important to recall the political atmosphere prevailing in the Soviet Union in the early 1960s. Even though Nikita Khrushchev had launched a campaign to discredit Stalin some years earlier, the legacy of the past was still all too obvious in virtually every sphere of life. In particular, literature operated within a clearly defined framework of restrictions that curtailed any truthful discussion of the central events that had shaped Soviet history. Topics considered.